Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by... Looking for exceptional coffee delivered fresh to your door? We have the answer. Our friends at Grim Bean Coffee produce small-batch artisan coffee using top-tier coffee beans. The coffee is roasted when you order, guaranteeing the freshest coffee possible. Check out Breadbox Roasts, a new line of Catholic-themed coffees available at www.grimbeancoffee.com/breadboxmedia. Experience coffee like never before.
Hello there. Welcome once again to the Gary Zimak Show. I'm so excited that you're able to join me today. I'm going to be hanging out here for the next 30 minutes, and I hope you can stick around for the entire show. I can't believe I'm saying this, but today we're going to be looking at the readings from the first Sunday of Advent. Isn't that incredible? I remember when I first started doing this program back in the summer, Advent was something way, way, way in the future, and here we are at the beginning of another church year, starting a brand new church year with the first Sunday of Advent. We've got some great readings today. We're going to read them in their entirety, and again, I'm so glad you're able to join me on the program. I am Gary Zimak. I'm in charge here. We're going to hang out together. I'm going to be driving. I hope you can be my co-pilot and drive with me as we begin this Advent season. We're going to begin it in a big way, but before we get into the show by looking at the readings, do me a favor, please, let's take a minute and join me. I invite you to join me in prayer as we turn to our Heavenly Father and ask for all the help that we need, not only to get through this program, but with all of our problems in life. So please join me as we begin in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear Father in heaven, thank you for giving us another day. Father, thank you for your constant love. Thank you for your presence in our lives. Thank you for all of the blessings that you give to us each and every day. Father, we ask you through the power of your Holy Spirit to help us become more aware of these blessings. Oftentimes, we only focus on certain things and we miss many of the great blessings that you have for us. Sometimes our crosses in particular can be missed because we're so busy complaining about them that we fail to thank you for them. It's hard, I know, Father, to thank you for our crosses, but I want to do that right now because we realize that you love us unconditionally, and all things that happen in our life are somehow an expression of that love. So thank you, Father, for giving us the crosses, which enable us to practice our faith, to walk by faith and not by sight. And we pray that you give us the grace to do that, to be able to carry our crosses so that we can, through them, grow closer to you. Father, we lift up our burdens today, the many things that are weighing us down. We give them to you. We ask you to help us with them. We recognize that without your help, we're not going to be able to do anything. So, Father, please help us out. And as we enter into this Advent season, help us to better prepare to welcome your Son, Jesus, into our lives. Certainly, we look for his coming in glory at the end of time. We recognize the fact that he was born 2,000 years ago and entered into this world, being both human and divine. But also, Father, we want to welcome Jesus into our immediate circumstances, into our situation right now, into our lives. So we ask for your help to be able to do that. Please let this be the best Advent we've ever had. Father, I ask you to use me as your instrument on this radio program. Please give me the words today so that I can adequately deliver the message that you have for us. And Abba, Father, we ask for these things in the most holy and the most sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You know, I have to chuckle as I was beginning that prayer. As I was setting up the prayer, I said, help me to get through the show, or help us to get through the show. That doesn't make me look too good, but you know what I mean. I do this show. I've done radio for so many years, and I am so grateful to be able to do Catholic radio and to be as involved as I am with no prior radio experience. I mean, that's an example of what God can do. But I am incredibly aware of how lacking I am and how little I can do without the help of the Lord. That's one of the reasons I pray at the start of the show. I don't want to do anything on my own, and I really depend on Him to lift me up. But it is going to be a good show today because I'm very excited about these readings. They really set the stage for this Advent season. This is a really, really powerful season. And look, there's a lot going on in the world, especially in your life and my life. We're busy. We got a lot of running around to do, a lot of preparations to make, and oftentimes we neglect our spiritual preparation in Advent because we are so busy. Let's try our best to really focus on Advent and focus on becoming closer to Jesus Christ during this Advent season. Does this sound like a plan? Because let's be honest, we don't know if we're ever going to have another Advent. And I am not trying to be somber. I am not trying to make you all depressed. I am trying to motivate you because it's the truth. We don't know. So let's make that pledge that this is going to be our best Advent ever. We're going to really focus on growing closer to Jesus. I'm going to be helping you. We're going to do this together. Every week for the next several weeks, we're going to be here and I'm going to help you to grow closer to Jesus during this Advent season. You're not going to have to do this alone. And remember, not only am I going to help you, but the Lord's going to be helping you too. He wants to help you. And in fact, that's why one of the reasons He sent His Holy Spirit to help you draw closer to Him. So you got that Holy Spirit working for you too. Don't forget to turn to the Holy Spirit. All right, and then it's going to be a lot easier. It's going to make a lot more sense. Anyway, my name is Gary Zimek. This is the Gary Zimek Show. We come to you once per week on many different Catholic radio stations around the country. And by the way, thank you, all you Catholic radio stations who carry this show. I'm so grateful that you do that. You can also download the podcast on many, many different podcast services. So there's a lot of different ways you could hear the program. However you're listening, I'm just glad you are. Do me a favor, if you could, let your friends know about the program and direct them to my website, which is followingthetruth.com. You can find more information about my work there. Check out my books. Maybe invite me to speak at your parish, possibly make a donation to my full-time ministry. Followingthetruth.com is the place to go. All right, now we got that out of the way. Let's take a look at these Mass readings. Again, these are the Mass readings for the first Sunday of Advent. We're going to start with the Gospel, as we do each week on the program, because that really sets the tone for all of the other readings. And this is a really good Gospel. This is a message that, in a sense, is a continuation of the messages you've heard for the past few Sundays. The message is, get ready. Don't be weary. Don't be sleepy. Don't miss the fact that you're being called to draw closer to the Lord. We want to do the preparation. In other words, you know, you have company coming to your house. You want to make sure the house is all cleaned up and ready to go. That's what we're doing now. We are preparing to welcome the Lord. So let's look at the Gospel for the first Sunday of Advent. It comes from Matthew chapter 24, beginning in verse 37. Jesus said to His disciples, "As it was in the days of Noah, so it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. In those days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, up to the day that Noah entered the ark. They did not know until the flood came and carried them all away. So will it be also at the coming of the Son of Man. Two men will be out in the field. One will be taken and one will be left. Two women will be grinding at the mill. One will be taken and one will be left. Therefore, stay awake, for you do not know on which day your Lord will come. Be sure of this. If the master of the house had known the hour of night when the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake and not let his house be broken into. So too you must be prepared, for at an hour you do not expect, the Son of Man will come." Again, here you have that message. Stay awake. I think Jesus couldn't possibly be any clearer. We got to be ready. We don't know when He's coming. And now here is, in my opinion, I don't want to say the problem with Advent, because that's not the right way to put it, but the problem with our response to Advent. How about that? That makes more sense. The problem with the way we respond to Advent, even when we decide we're going to take it seriously, is we focus on two things. We focus on the coming of our Lord into the world 2,000 years ago, which is not a bad thing. We want to do that. That's part of Advent. we also focus on the future coming of the Lord when he comes again in glory at the end of the world, which is also not a bad thing, because we want to recognize that at that point, the Lord will come again in glory and Satan will be officially put in his place once and for all. This is a really good thing. But the problem is, and this is our human nature, we look at that one event when Jesus was born over 2,000 years ago in Bethlehem, and we think, well, that already happened. That's ancient history. How does that affect me now? All right? We'll sit and we'll have pious thoughts sometimes of, yes, it's great that Jesus came into God, became man. I mean, it's true. It is great. We certainly do want to think about that. But when we focus on it solely as a historical event, we think, well, yeah, I'm going to remember that. But you know what? I got things to do today. I've got problems to solve. I got my job. And you know, before you know it, we forget about it. Same thing when we focus on the second coming of Christ. It's going to happen. But what's the problem with that? The problem with that, the way we respond to that, is that we think that it's been 2,000 years and he hasn't come back yet. So it's probably a long, long way in the future. Now, it could be tomorrow. I have no idea. But we have that tendency to focus on the second coming of Christ as being way in the future. We don't know when it's going to happen. But what I do know is this, that at the end of our lives, and again, we talked about this over the past few weeks because the church is already setting the stage for this idea of preparation and staying awake. For those of us who are maybe over 50, you know, I'm 60 myself, I've got a relatively short amount of years left. Again, it could be tomorrow. I have no idea. But in all honesty, I've got only so many years left in this life. I'm going to meet Jesus and be judged. And that's an important thing to remember. I don't know when the second coming is going to take place, but I do know that before that, or maybe not before that, I don't know, but I do know with certainty that my time on earth is limited, as is yours. I don't know how old you are, but we've only got a limited amount of time. We don't want to waste the time we have. So the best way to handle that is to prepare to welcome Jesus more deeply into our lives today. Because all we know is that we have the present moment. And I think that's what we want to keep our focus on. As we go into Advent, I want to get to know Jesus better today. I want to become a better follower of him. And I want to, through the help of the Holy Spirit, be transformed into the image of Christ. That's my goal in life. That should be all of our goal as Christians. To follow Jesus and to let the Holy Spirit do his work of transforming us into the image of Christ today. I mean, again, tomorrow is not guaranteed. The past is gone. So I don't want to waste time beating myself up for things that I messed up yesterday. And I don't want to necessarily count on being around in the future because I don't know. But all I know is right now at this present moment in time, I'm called to grow closer to Christ. And you know, if we keep that attitude going throughout Advent, we're going to have a fantastic Advent. And I really think that's the goal, and that's really what the church wants us to get out of these readings. Get ready. We don't know when he's coming, but we do know he's coming. And it could be relatively soon. I mean, it will be relatively soon for all of us. We know that we have a limited amount of time on this earth. Let's get to know Jesus, and let's help other people to see Jesus in us. That should be our goal. That's the goal of the Advent season. Now let's look at the first reading. It's from the book of the prophet Isaiah, going back to Isaiah chapter 2, verse 1. This is what Isaiah, son of Amos, saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem. In days to come, the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established as the highest mountain and raised above the hills. All nations shall stream toward it. Many peoples shall come and say, come, let us climb the Lord's mountain, to the house of God, to the house of the God of Jacob, that he may instruct us in his ways, and we may walk in his paths. For from Zion shall go forth instruction, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. He shall judge between the nations, and impose terms on many peoples. They shall beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. One nation shall not raise the sword against another, nor shall they train for war again. O house of Jacob, come, let us walk in the light of the world of the Lord. Jesus Christ, the light of the world, is coming. That's the message we read from the prophet Isaiah. The people were anticipating the coming of the Messiah. They didn't know when he was coming, but they believed that he is come, that he was coming. And they were preparing. They recognized the fact that when Jesus came and he instituted his kingdom on earth, things would change. He turned the law upside down. He beefed up the law given to the people by Moses. And he had radically different teachings. He didn't change the law, but he raised the letter of the law to the point where, whereas in the past it was okay to take revenge on your enemies, now Jesus was saying you have to love your enemies. And again, that's radical teaching. But what an incredible world it would be if we would all practice that. And I think that's the message for us. You know, there's been many thousands of years since the time of Isaiah. There's been 2,000 years since the coming of the Lord Jesus. But yet, look at the world. We're still very much divided. We are divided. Even within our church, we see a lot of divisions. Well, we could do two things about that. And this is my message to you today, and I really hope you take it seriously. Because there is something you can do. A lot of times we look and we say, this world is crazy, and it's this political party or that political party or this group in the church or that group in the church. The problem, if we're ever going to see the problem go away, it's up to you and me to make that difference. Because I can't change the behavior of somebody else. But if I just sit around and focus on this other person or this other group, and they're wrong and they've got to change, then I'm not going to be doing what I'm supposed to be doing. It's up to me. And that's why when we look at these mass readings, and this is such an important point. Whenever I speak, I bring this point out. If I look at the mass readings, this is the word of God. This is the written word of God. Every word in sacred scripture is the inspired word of God. This is God speaking. When I look at these readings, when I open up my Bible, I should get a message directed to me from the Lord. Yeah, sometimes I'll see a reminder that there are things in the world that are not right, things have to change. But if all my attention is on everybody else, and I look at the readings and I don't hear the Lord speaking directly to me, telling me I need to do something, then I should really read the readings again, because we've got to look at this message, the Word of God, and have it directed to us. So when I hear these readings today, the reminder is, Gary, you better get busy and you better get out into the world and make a difference. You know, I can't control everybody else, but I can control myself. I can smile at the person at the checkout line, especially during the Christmas season. You know how it is. It gets crazy in the malls and the parking lots at the stores. You can make a difference. Start small. Just be nice to somebody. Hold the door for somebody. The other day I was in the store and somebody held the door for me and he was very nice about it. He smiled. He had something pleasant to say. And then there was another door in after that, and I took the door and I held it for him. I said, let me return the favor. We had a little laugh about it. But this is the kind of thing that each one of us can do. This is how the kingdom of God gets spread in this world. Sometimes we're so concerned about getting out our Bibles or our catechisms, and that's not a wrong thing. That's a good thing. But sometimes we're so focused on the law or the letter of the law that we're not very nice about spreading the good news. We want to make sure that we're nice to people, that we really love one another. That's what this world needs right now. And that's what I dedicate my ministry to. I want to be positive, because the message of our Catholic Church is positive. The message of Jesus Christ is a positive message. It's not a negative one. So don't let anybody tell you that it's negative. It's not. It's all good news. It's positive. And you and me, we can make a difference. Don't worry about the world being messed up. The world has been messed up for many years, and this debate has been going on. I've heard it. Oh, it's never been this bad. Well, read the Bible sometimes. It's been pretty bad. The point is, you and me, we can make a difference. So how do we do that? We get, during this Advent, we make the decision. You know, the Lord responds to our desire to get to know him. So if I want to get to know Jesus better during this Advent season, he's going to respond to that. And then I share him with others. See, you don't keep him to yourself. We're not called to do that. We're called to grow closer to Christ, to follow him as his disciples, and then to go and allow him to work through us. And it really can be as simple as smiling and being nice to somebody. There are a lot of people who are hurting out there who need you to be nice to them, who need you to show them the love of Jesus Christ, because they might not be going to church. They might not know anything about Christ. Through your actions, and yes, through your words, you can help them to get to know Christ. But it starts with actions. It starts with being positive. It starts with being nice. Because if you're not nice, if you don't have a smile on your face, if you're if you condemn people, you're not going to get anybody to want to grow closer to Christ. That's really important. So that's what we want to do during this Advent season. The responsorial psalm is Psalm 122. Let us go rejoicing to the house of the Lord. I rejoiced because they said to me, we will go up to the house of the Lord. And now we have set foot within your gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem built as a city with compact unity. To it the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, according to the decree for Israel to give thanks to the name of the Lord. In it are set up judgment seats, seats for the house of David. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May those who love you prosper. May peace be within your walls, prosperity in your buildings. Because of my brothers and friends, I will say, peace be with you. Because of the house of the Lord, our God, I will pray for your good. You know, you hear a lot about peace in this psalm. The Christmas season is really, the message of the Christmas season is hope, joy, and peace. And that's what we want to do. How can I spread God's peace to those people around me? We all have certain people around us. I don't have access necessarily to the people in your life. You're not necessarily involved in the lives of the people that I know. So we all have to do our part. Somebody needs to hear that God loves them today. How are you going to either show or tell that person? You can do that. And that's how you can help the kingdom of God to grow. And that's what Jesus wants you to do during this Advent season. But it starts with you getting closer to Him. Every day of our lives, we should be doing what we can to get a little bit closer to Jesus. You never want to get to a point, and you've heard me say this before, but you never want to get to a point where you say, all right, I know Jesus as good as I have to know Him. I don't have to work at it anymore. You start doing that, your relationship with Him is going to deteriorate. Every day, we should strive to get a little bit closer to Him. And it starts by spending time with Him. Could you spend maybe a little more time with Jesus? And only you know how much that little more time is. But during Advent, maybe you could spend a little bit more time with Him each day. Get up a little early. Turn off the car radio. Take a walk. Go to bed a little earlier, or turn off the TV and maybe say a few extra prayers. It's going to be different for each of us, but there's something that we can all do to grow closer to Christ. The second reading comes from St. Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 13, beginning in verse 11. Brothers and sisters, you know the time. It is the hour now for you to awake from sleep. For our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed. The night is advanced, the day is at hand. Let us then throw off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us conduct ourselves properly as in the day, not in orgies and drunkenness, not in promiscuity and lust, not in rivalry and jealousy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the desires of the flesh. You know, again, here's that continuation of the message. Get ready. Now is the time. We don't want to put it off, because one of the dangers that, again, we can fall into, there's a lot of ways we can get tripped up, even when we make that decision to follow Christ more closely. I'm going to break from the past. I'm going to stop these sins. I'm going to stop living for myself. I'm going to stop being so materialistic. I'm going to break from this bad habit that I have just fallen into. One of the dangers that we can sometimes get into is that we make this decision. Yes, that's it. I'm going to change my ways, but I'm going to do it next week when I'm ready. And you know, by putting it off into the future, we end up sometimes doing nothing. We want to make sure that we act today on that decision to grow closer to Christ, to change, to break from the past. Because as St. John the Baptist has told us, this is good advice, Jesus must increase, I must decrease. In order for him to increase in us, what do we have to do? We've got to get rid of some of the junk in our lives. We collect a lot of junk internally over the years. And in order for Jesus to fill us up more fully during the Advent season, what has to happen? We got to make room for him. We got to make sure there's some room in the inn for Jesus. And that's what we can do during this Advent. So let's start. Let's make that decision today. This is what we want to do during Advent, but especially on this first week of Advent. We have to make the decision consciously. I am going to get rid of some of the junk in my life, turn away from sin, move more closely to Jesus Christ. Let's do that together, okay? And I'm going to be praying for you, and I would ask you to pray for me. Let's say a little prayer now as the program comes to a close and ask Jesus to help us. Lord Jesus, during the next few weeks of Advent, we want to grow closer to you. Jesus, we ask you to help us to awaken your Holy Spirit in us so that we are more aware of what needs to be changed in our lives. We pray, Lord Jesus, for the grace to be able to change, to be able to break free from sin and our own personal desires and follow you more closely. Lord, we want this Advent to be different than any other Advent we ever experienced. We're grateful that we are still alive, that you're giving us this chance. And Jesus, we ask this in your powerful name, and we ask it through the intercession of your Blessed Mother Mary. Mary, we ask for your prayers as we begin this Advent season. Please draw us closer to Jesus, your Son. Amen. All right, we are just about out of time. Man, that really flew by. I get really excited when I start talking about the Word of God. These readings in particular are really good ones because I like the idea of getting inspired, of waking up, because I'm somebody who tends to be a little lukewarm. I mean, I have that tendency. I'm not proud to admit it. But if I'm not careful, I can easily lapse into being couch potato-like with my faith, because that's an interesting way to look at it. But I don't think I've ever used that term before when it comes to my faith. But I spent a lot of years being very, very lukewarm. I don't ever want to go back to those days. So let's continue to pray for one another. I'm going to count on your prayers, and you can count on mine. Before we close, again, I want to thank you for listening to the program. If you have any questions or if you need anything, please feel free to contact me through my website, followingthetruth.com. And also, if you could kindly look at the donate tab and make a donation to keep my full-time ministry going, I would be very grateful for that. I plan to be here next week, and I hope you'll be able to be here as well. If you could do me a favor also. I'm asking you for a lot of favors, but I figure this is the Advent season. You're going to be in a good mood, so maybe this is the time to do it. Let somebody know about this program. I'd appreciate you helping me to spread the word about the Gary Zimak Show. Again, followingthetruth.com is the place to go if you want to find out more information about the program or any of my work. All right, time to close now. And I want you to remember this, that whatever you do this week, the Lord is with you. He's not going to leave you to do any of this alone. Remember, the Holy Spirit especially will help you to grow closer to Jesus Christ during this Advent season. Make sure you turn to Him for help, okay? Until we meet again, this is Gary Zimak reminding you to continue to follow Jesus Christ every day and to get ready because He's coming soon. God bless you. See you next week.
BreadBox Media Programming is brought to you by...
It's so much more than just a profile picture. At Catholic Singles, our platform offers you many opportunities to get to know the person behind the picture. Sign up today at CatholicSingles.com.
Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at KaneFord.com.